Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, just for the sake of fucking nostalgia, I don't know. It's Wednesday. It's another fucking evil day, but every day's fucking evil. Wednesday don't stand out at all. It's also the sixth day of March, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 36 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 44 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, or for Chiloquin here, and 16 degrees for the low. It's going to be colder than hell tonight, and snow flurries. I think that groundhog should be fucking shot. He don't know what the hell he's talking about. Anyhow, we'll be right back and we'll go over to the Ministry of Lies alternate propaganda.
And queens and guillotines, taking lives denied. Scotch and parchment, lazy love, when bishops took the ride.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Works better when you turn it up. All right, let's jet over to the mainstream alternate propaganda. I guess is what it would have to be. Pre-crime Canada's Justin Minister defends online harms bill powers to place people under house arrest. Cut internet access. This is by, looks like, Dyke Rakovic. Reclaim the net. Canada is facing stiff competition from many countries around the world, some of them labeled as authoritarian, in the race to institutionalize and normalize and write into law some distinctly dystopian concepts like pre-crime. They're going to do anything. They're going to do what you fucking let them to do. Why are they doing the shit? Why are we looking at this shit every day? Because we didn't stop it fucking yesterday. And unfortunately for Canada's democracy, which is fucking communism, you fucking keep, you know, fucking one of these days you people get the fucking words down right and you won't fucking, you're not an alternate media fucking site. Democracy, you still believe this shit. Its government seems to be doing very well in this aspect. Justice Minister Antonio General Varani is currently defending a bizarre provision contained in the country's online harms C-63 bill that allows the authorities to replace people under house arrest out of fear they could, at some point in the future, commit a hate crime. Well, maybe they'll let you. Alternatively, citizens signaled citizens signaled out in the way this way, singled, I'm sorry, it's got to be, signaled out in this way will be made to wear a tracking device and electronic tag. I'm like a deer. Awful and unlawful is how critics might describe the bill, which, judging by the minister's comments, the government wants to rush through the parliament. However, Verena, I guess it is trying to put a positive spin on this suggestion. It is some kind of democratic breakthrough that finds a balance that allows awful and lawful content to be kept online. Democratic, that's the word. You know, they told you that democratic is progressive, and progressive is communism. That's what Democrat means. They took the best aspects of communism for controlling people, the best aspects of fucking fascism for controlling people, and they called it democracy. And then now you have it in your goddamn, I mean, like I told you guys, I seen that it's a documentary, and a Revolutionary War, not a Revolutionary War, we know what it was, but a documentary on the hijacked fucking Revolutionary War. And they were in the democracy. I never heard it spoken. They think they can change fucking history. And, you know, when you got little kids watching the fucking television and the goddamn women are all tough and the men are all a bunch of fucking pussies, well, you get them in the fucking first or second grade and get their dicks cut off and get the little girl's titties cut off at about 12. Meanwhile, what about the people who post it? Some of them will be kept at home or surveilled around the clock, which is the sum total of provision. And Verena, who is in his role is an attorney general along with a judge, will be the one who decides who qualifies for this treatment. He sees nothing wrong with any of it. Well, of course, this is silly. If there's a genuine fear of an escalation, then an individual group could come forward and seek a peace bond against them and to prevent them from doing certain things, Virani said of the suspected future suspects. In Canada, according to the Criminal Code, a peace bond is issued when a person appears likely to commit a criminal offense. Fuck you. You people have lived like this. I mean, you've allowed this, but there are no reasonable grounds to believe that an offense has actually been committed. Is that fucking innocent until proven guilty, or are you innocent until accused? Virena, explained that such a peace bond could impose restrictions on people approaching a synagogue or mosque. Ooh, fuck you. Presumably also a church or their use of the internet, but also somehow behavior could get restricted, he continued. What would help to de-radicalize people who are learning things online and acting out in the real world violently, sometimes fatally, as said the official. Well, you ain't going to change it. You can't put the fucking toothpaste back in the fucking container, dumbass. The truth is out there and people are going to continue to act on it. You can write down all the shit you want. You got the fucking balls or the fucking men to fucking back it. Well, I don't know if these fucking can heads will stand up and kick some fucking ass. They would have to make you do it, wouldn't they? C-63 also seeks to introduce the life sentence for those who commit a hate crime offense, along with another type of crime. Well, I guess if they're going to kill you, you better try and kill them first. Such is the messaging and the climate created by this type of legislation that the Canadian press finds it necessary to reassure people while reporting about C-63's life imprisonment provision that it will not apply in cases of mischief or to a garage door. Mischief to a garage door, okay. But if it did, one might be amazed, but at this point in time, hardly suppressed. You know, you can say, I'm going to kill you, but to actually go and fucking do it's another trip, especially if I'm going to kill you, but try to kill you before you kill me. I don't know. Maybe the people will fucking piss themselves, shit all over themselves in Canada. And, oh my gosh, I guess I can't speak no fucking more. Well, this fucking man never will. And I'm going to run down the page because there's another article that goes about right along with this son of a bitch. Here we are. Send your neighbor to prison. Oh, I'm taking a drink of water so I can speak clearly. Send your neighbor to prison for a wrong speak. Get $2,000 from taxpayers in state of Washington. That's just right up the fucking road there. Well, we'll see. We'll see what you're threatening us with today. This is by Daniel L. Gerber, a Liberty Sentinel. A bill was moved through the Washington State Senate and House and is headed to Governor Jay Inslee's, are you? Desk since he is an extreme leftist with no respect for others. Inslee is expected to sign this bill, thus creating a statute that violates at least the following not constitutional rights. The fucking, I'm sick of hearing that. That fucking Constitution never granted us one fucking right. The rights we got, we fucking took. The jurisdictional authority over this country, we took. That Constitution is beneath the individual freeman, sovereign, national. It fucking, if it gets in the fucking way, it loses. And it never was any fucking how, because it was never ratified. The people never empowered it. So shove it up your ass and quit calling it constitutional rights. They are goddamn the rights of the individual under the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791, ratified by the elected representatives of the fucking people. The right to confront your accuser, freedom of speech, freedom of thought, which is implied in the First Amendment. It's not fucking implied. It's written right there and fucking, if you think that's an implication, you wait to see how it's implicated, motherfucker. Freedom of religion, freedom of the press, to name a few that quickly come into mind. And you're just, what are you trying to say to me here? Hotline to abuse your neighbor for bias incidents. Senate Bill 5427, after it is signed into law, would allow private individuals, note this is not limited to American citizens, to report one of you rug rat motherfucking third world cocksuckers. Let's get this in Oregon. Let's get this moving. To report bias incidents, see definition below, to the state attorney general's office. This office with the possibility of receiving up to $2,000 of taxpayer money for the non-criminal incident. The bill was very clear. This is a non-crime, which they will then forward to local law enforcement to investigate. What's to investigate? No crime, no investigation. This is how fucking retarded they've gotten people. The progressive and Marxists who sponsored this bill say it is intended to help victims of hate crimes before a crime even happens. Wouldn't that be fucking handy? Why don't you go up there up there in Portland and do some of that shit on the streets with Antifa and the rest of them fucking commie cocksuckers? Say what? In reality, SB 5427 would create a tattletale hotline, undermine legitimate criminal investigations, and freeze not just chill speech. You want to bet? And the press in Washington State, people will stop talking to others. No, we fucking won't. They think they write this stuff down and put it like it's a fucking, like they're, you know, on stage and they're putting suggestions in your fucking mind. No, we fucking won't. When in this history of this fucking country has the fucking assholes like you told us we can or can't do something we did anyway? Huh? Remember, we couldn't do drugs? We did fucking drugs. We couldn't drink alcohol? We drank fucking alcohol. You don't tell a fucking American what to do. They'll tell you to fuck off. You can get you in the right place and they'll blow your goddamn head off. And writing to others except very close friends and relatives for the fear a greedy Karen will report them to the Washington version of the Gestapo. Bring it fucking on. I can't even imagine what this will do to the press in the state of Washington. I see nothing in the bill that excludes writers, editors, columnists, reporters from being targeted. spend 5 minutes on Twitter on any given day, and I assure someone would say something offensive under this law that we could call a hate crime and collect $2,000 from the Attorney General. Conservative Ladies of Washington founder and President Julie Barrett told the Senate Ways and Means Committee at a February 20th public meeting or public hearing, it potentially targets people for actions they don't like but are not actually hate crimes. In collaboration with bills like HB 1333, this would create sort of a tattletale hotline to report people one doesn't agree with or doesn't like. Bring it the fuck on. One anti-First Amendment proponent said that the $2,000 is not a reward to people who report to the hotline and is meant to cover damages incurred. Damages, question mark? What damages, question mark? How can words or expressions of animus send a Karen to the doctor? It can. This is goofy. Goofy. Hostile expressions of animus. What the hell is that? Picture this. Picture this. The local sheriff's deputy shows up at your door, at your home, to question you about a bias incident you allegedly committed. The statute permits him from telling you who reported you. You stand there with a numb look on your face, because you don't have a clue what he is talking about. He is not allowed to answer any questions. Now, I want you to picture this. Let's start there. Picture this. Let's see. Stand there looking at him because of the attitude he's talking about. Okay. Picture this. A local fucking goddamn corporate fucking mercenary wearing a fucking uniform, pretending to be a fucking sheriff and pretending to have a sheriff's fucking jurisdictional authority over you, which he fucking does not, shows up at your home to question you about a bias incident, which is without jurisdiction and is none of his goddamn business. He is there to fucking shit all over your fucking rights that you allegedly committed. And you fucking come to the door with a fucking shotgun. And you blow that motherfucker out in the fucking street. Go load the rest of your fucking guns. And when they come to fucking do something about it, kill as many of those motherfuckers as you possibly can. You do this, and I promise you, every one of you that they tried to shit on, you do this, and I promise you, they'll stop doing it real fucking quick. And you know they will. Because who's going to want to come up? Because at least one of you fuckers is dead. And as many more as I can fucking get before you get me, you motherfuckers. Now imagine that, fucking son of a bitch. And then after, hey, imagine fucking finding out who put this fucking shit all together, going visiting them at their fucking homes. Maybe I show up at your fucking door, motherfucker. If there is no fucking law involved here, I'll show up at your fucking door. This is war. Maybe I kill you before you kill me. What do you think, motherfucker? Try this shit in Oregon. The statute prohibits him from telling you who reported you. You stand there and find that, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. No, it don't. None of this shit's going to happen because at this house right here, I've already told you what'll fucking happen. And by God, it fucking will. I'll fight you to the fucking death, you motherfucking communist piece of shit. He is not allowed to answer any questions that may give away who the Karen. Now, fuck this Karen shit. Fuck all of this shit. Fuck this fucking article. You come to violate the fucking Bill of Rights, you fucking die. As many as you as I can kill before you kill me, motherfuckers. And I get a bunch of you fucking killed, and I got some surprises for your fucking ass. I get enough of you fucking killed, and I get loose. I'll go fucking hunting these motherfucking cocksuckers that did this. And I won't stop because I'll have no reason to. I will be free. Until I fucking die. Karen is, since Karen did not scream at you, bias incident, bias incident, fuck you and your phony fucking communist horse shit. How about that? At the time you wrong spoke, I wrong spoke, I'll show you fucking wrong spoke, you motherfuckers. I hate every one of you fucking queer faggot ass Jew fucking pig shit eating motherfucking Zionist cocksuckers. How about that? I'll say it every fucking day. Any of you don't fucking like it, step the fuck up. You have no ideas where, who, or what, or how. This is trying to tell you this is what's going to happen. You're going to do, no. You're talking to fucking goddamn American nationals here, motherfucker. This ain't what's going to fucking happen. I told you what's going to fucking happen. You have no way to defend yourself. The hell you don't. Your name goes on the state's bias incident list. No, goes on a fucking tombstone or on a fucking memorial at the fucking river. But this son of a bunch of these son of a bitches will be dead. And if everybody fucking stands up like a goddamn man when they come to your fucking house and do what I said, you see how long they can fucking keep this program a running. What do you say? The state's bias incident list then remains there until you die. Well, it'd be there about fucking, I don't know, however long the gunfight takes. If another person turns you for a different bias incident, it is anyone's guess at this point what the Gestapo in the AG office will do to you. Well, come and fucking do it. As I advise everyone within the FBI, show up at your door. The only words out of your mouth should be, fucking lawyer. Fuck you. You fucking Jew, cocksucking, motherfucking son of a bitches. Esquire, you mean one of King Chuck's Esquire? It's the goddamn fucking lawyers, King Chuck's Esquires, that is running this unlawful administrative admiralty jurisdiction that cannot exist, that is a violation of the ninth fucking article of the supreme superior absolute unalienable law of this land and the 10th fucking article, which makes it a violation of the whole fucking law. And that's the only fucking law in this country. We have the right to blow your fucking head off, you motherfucker. You better figure it out. Or by the time you figure it out, you'll be fucking dead. Only words out of your mouth are lawyer. The only words out of my mouth is you're dead. You try this fucking shit with me. You come fuck with my rights, you motherfuckers. The bill directs the state attorney general's office to create a hotline serving at least 3 Washington counties by 2025 and all counties by 2027. Time to invest in the U-Haul franchise. No, you don't fucking run from this shit. You stand your fucking... People just keep, I mean, fucking, that's what happened here. California's down there. You fucking ruined your shit. You made a shithole out of what was one of the baddest ass states in the fucking goddamn union. And you let it, the fucking shit pour in, and then you ran up here and you fucking defiled where I live, you cocksuckers. Don't run. If you run, you're a fucking coward. If you're bunch of cowards, you might as well fucking... hang your fucking hat up and call it a fucking day and get down on your goddamn knees and lick their fucking feet. Washington State has virtually no hate crimes among a population of 7.7 million. Police reported 590 hate crimes to the FBI for 2020. You know what? I hate. If hating's a crime, I'm a fucking criminal because I fucking hate. I hate you fucking communists. I hate you fucking fascists. I hate you motherfucking capitalist motherfucking scumbags. I hate you motherfucking invaders into my country. I hate you fucking goddamn queers. I hate you goddamn fucking ass transvestite, sick in the head motherfuckers. I hate you fucking pedophiles. I hate you everyone. I hate you motherfucking kike motherfuckers committing genocide. I hate the motherfuckers in the goddamn medical industry and the pharmaceutical industry. I hate you motherfuckers for the killing you've done in this country, the genocide you've committed. I hate you for killing my wife. I want to kill you. I want to kill you with a fucking knife. It was 6:51, and in 2020, when BLM riots destroyed downtown Seattle, there were only 462 in the most, oh, they fucking hate crime. Oh, somebody, oh, goddamn, my panties are fucking in a fucking wad. Somebody said something that just offended me. You know what? I got the right to offend you. I got the right to put your fucking ass in the ground. You try shit like this. You better figure it out. In the most recent year, 63% of the state's hate crimes were related to race, ethnicity, or ancestry, while 18% were related to sexual orientation and 10% were related to religion. Fuck, fuck, fuck you. We have the right to fucking hate, you dumb son of a bitches. You fuck with that right to hate, we got the right to blow your fucking head off. You fuck with any of our rights, we have the right to blow your fucking, we should be blowing your fucking heads off right now. We are delinquent in our fucking duty to blow your fucking communist, fascist, fucking treasonous heads off. You got that? Time to do some catch up. The bill requires the AG office to maintain a database which will include the names of persons who allegedly, kind of fucking, they write this, you think, I don't give a fuck what you allege, you cocksucker, had an expression of animus, whatever the hell that is, and Karens, I mean, this is a Trump-tard fucking thing they're putting out. There ain't no way this fucking thing's going to fly, and they know it. Reported him, her, much like the TSA terror watch list that includes babies. A Washingtonian may never know when, if, why his, her name is in the bias incident. Shove it up your fucking ass. What are you going to do? Give it a fucking go. And there is no way to fight the change and get off the list. Yeah, there is. Kill the motherfuckers that made the list. Take it out in the middle of the fucking road, strike a match, and burn it. And say, who wants to try and enforce it now? Huh? Who wants to come up with, who's got another great, good idea they want to fucking try? Kill these motherfuckers. They are committing high treason against we the people and against the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this goddamn country that we are bound to fucking enforce. It is our duty to enforce the bias incident database, and there is no way to fight. Fuck you. Yeah, there is. It's called fucking shotguns, rifles, pistols, whatever else we got up our sleeve. The charge and get off the list. I don't give the fucker the charge. Fucking phony pricks. The next time you have a speeding ticket, the officer will be able to pull up your name and learn that you are a bias incident reprobate. Well, not if his head's blown in the fucking middle of the fucking street, will he? He won't be fucking thinking or doing any goddamn thing, will he? Enough of this shit. Blow these fuckers away where you find them. They violate a fucking right. Kill them on the spot. They've done declared war against you stupid asses, and they have no problem going forth with this goofy fucking shit. Then you should have no problem blowing their fucking heads off. Attorney General Bob Ferguson, who is running for governor, loves this bill. Indeed, there's your fucking boy. Go get him. He is bitterly disappointed that an even worse bill he drafted and found a sponsor for did not make it out of committee. The bill, if enacted into law, would have thrown bias incidents targets into jail, a psych ward, and or deprogramming camps. They admit right at the fucking beginning, this son of a bitch. I mean, they put a list of the fucking goddamn rights of yours, the law they are violating, the highest law in this fucking land, the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 1579. They tell you, right there, yeah, this is going to violate. So right here, what's here? We got it right here. I see one, the right to confront your accuser. Two, the freedom of speech. Three, freedom of thought, which is implied in the First Amendment. It's not implied, it's fucking absolute. Freedom of religion, absolute. Freedom of the press, absolute, to name a few that quickly come to mind. They tell you, this is the fucking law, and we're going to fucking shove it up your fucking ass. Shove your fucking protections for your liberty up your fucking ass. Really? Well, I'd rather stick a fucking gun in your face and blow your fucking head off, you treasonous piece of shit. I will enforce these fucking laws that you think you will break. Anyways, where are we at here? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll find something else to be pissed about.
I'm traveling.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
How many summers still remain? How many days are lost in vain? Who's counting out these last remaining years? How many minutes do we have ahead? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Is there left to climb? How many promises are worth the time? Who on earth is worth our time? Is there a heart here that I can call mine? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Watch his life go down the drain. How many moments has he lost today? And homeless could ever see clear. The end is come to almost here. Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives
to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com hit that donate button. We thank you for your contributions, and they're goddamn sure needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively, and it is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was John Mellencamp, communist son of a bitch, Bruce Springsteen, communist son of a bitch, but the wasted days are wasted fucking days. I know what I'm going to do, and I'd have done it any fucking how. How many are fucking listening? Yes, sir.
Your broadcaster hasn't been running.
It hasn't.
Nope.
All right. Hang on a second. Let me see what I can do about that. Well, let me go to the show. Test. It shows it working. Is it now?
Hang on 1 second. I'll check again.
Okay.
Yeah, because I tried bouncing off a couple other ones that normally carry your show, and ain't none of them playing.
Well, just say the word. I'm showing modulation. It should be. It says it's encoded.
Okay, hang on a second.
Okay.
This thing keeps trying to tell me that your site isn't secure, you know.
Well, it ain't. I've been trying to give it, like, volume and shit, but it's still insecure as hell.
Yeah, it's all it does, you press the play button.
Uh-huh.
It switches once or twice, and it goes back to showing the rotating arrows. It says connecting. That's it.
Really? Here, I'm going to take it down and put it back up again.
Okay.
All righty, it's back up again. How about now?
Just the rotating arrows.
Really?
That's all I'm getting out of it.
Well, all I can tell you is this evening we'll work on it. See, I don't think I got enough things up here either. Something's hokey here. Yep. That's all right. Well, we'll work on it this evening. I'm sorry about that. We'll have
okay.
it working tomorrow.
Not a problem.
Thanks for letting me know.
Yep.
All righty. Now, back to the sons of bitches. Okay. Well, we tore that all to pieces. Okay. Let's see what else we got. What I was doing at the top of the damn page. Oh, I see. I don't believe it. Department of Veterans Affairs just banned the Victory J Day Kiss photo from all department facilities. You know, the Victory in World War II where the man and the boy, the sailor and the woman are kissing. They just banned it. I wonder what the excuse for that is. Oh, you have to go in. I ain't going to go read. I can't read that little tiny shit. Interesting. Oh, yeah. Michael Moore tells Israel to stop fighting Hamas, demands Jews focus on fighting white Christians instead because of the Spanish Inquisition. I listened to this, and I mean, I can't play it, of course, because I'd have to have it made into an MP3 for people on the phone line could hear it. And evidently, I don't know if anybody's getting the goddamn broadcast. We'll see this evening what the hell the problem is.
You can go ahead and play it, Henry.
Pardon?
You can go ahead and play it.
No, it's not that big a deal, man. It's that fat little fuck, you know, goddamn Michael Moore. And he's saying that fucking it was white Christians that when the Jews were being holocausted in fucking Germany and they came here and tried to get refuge, it was the white Christians that turned them away. Who runs this fucking country? You fat little fuck you. You are so irrelevant that it isn't even funny. I want to see your fucking fat ass go through the chute when you hang, you treasonous little fucking communist bastard. That's all I got to say to you. All right, let me go back up to the one.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am?
Henry?
Yes.
Yeah, I put in a comment there under the Michael Moore one. It just came out. You know, people have been saying for the last couple of weeks, how come Trump isn't saying anything about what's going on in Gaza? He was like, you know, ostentatiously silent. And finally he came out and he gave a little Twitter. I posted it on there and it was something like, I stand with Israel and they got to just finish the job. Go get it done.
Exactly.
And so, yeah.
Go ahead.
Just for all the Trump tards out there, a vote for Trump is a vote for genocide and a vote for our continued suppression under the hand of a foreign government. So
and
I don't know what's going to happen in November. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen in November, but if people are still not seeing the circus that's going on in my town, in my city council, county council yesterday, for some crazy reason, the people spoke up because they had a peace day thing, and the council actually passed a resolution in support of ceasefire and end to the genocide, and they actually used the word genocide. So, you know, there's little pockets of awakening, but the mainstream media is still doing their horrible brainwashing on voting.
But nobody's listening to them. Nobody. They don't even bring this stuff up in the mainstream. They really don't. But, I mean, as far as Trump, king of the Jews, I mean, he's got a town in the Golan Heights named after him. I mean,
yeah.
And he's got, I mean, yeah, you... And, you know, it's a couple of things that I think, how in the hell can people not fucking call him on it? That and the, you know, the fact that, he, you know, Operation Warp Speed turned out to be a fucking biological kill agent to fucking cull the population. And he was sitting there taking, you know, full response, I got it going. I got it fast. I got it in you before it fucking went into a goddamn rat. And then there's the pedophilia. I mean, the son of a bitch slept with his daughter's a friend right beside her and said his daughter was hot. And, hey, man, if she wasn't my daughter, I, you know. And then fucking he comes out and he was, you know, he's been to fucking pedophile island, the son of a bitch. I mean, people out there, you Trump tards, most of you call yourself Christians. Are you really going to vote for somebody that you know is a goddamn pedophile? Same with fucking Biden, pedophile. How are you going to lie? Why don't you go unregistered to vote and let them know you're not playing pedophile games anymore? You're not going to vote for the lesser of two pedophiles. And you're not voting for goddamn genocide and world genocide and especially fucking the barbaric genocide going on in Palestine. You're just not going to do it. You're done with them. If they don't like it, they better fucking get stopped or you're going to have to kill them. That's the message they need to be sent. Fuck this election. Tell them, fuck it. And they're putting up two pedophiles in front of you. Call yourself a Christian and go ahead and vote for one of the son of a bitches. You don't believe there's no God. You don't believe in no hell or any punishment, you lying bastards. All you believe in is money, in my opinion.
And then let's not forget father of the vaccine, destroyer of due process, and whatever else he did to our second article. But Henry, what you said about nobody's listening to the MSM, I know that's true en masse, but there's still a portion, small portion, that are zombies, I guess.
What I'm saying is... Galen, is what I'm saying is I watched a few episodes of it. I was wondering what the hell, you know, I'd been years since I'd ever turned it on. And I watched a few episodes. They're not covering any of this. I mean, they're covering, things like that are irrelevant. And they're all laughing. And I mean, this first time when I watched like three of them. And the first one I watched, it said, we're just trying to get everybody to be happy. It's, you know, it's a voting year. I mean, they're trying to sell. They said I heard one of the people that came on there said that most of the people are going to the couch. That means they're not going to vote. That means this shit has got to stop. If it's nothing but damn illegals go and do the voting. I guess the fight's on, right?
Yeah, and so, but it's so absurd the way they just keep presenting it, and they go on as if they're telling the truth, and everybody's seeing the emperor has no clothes. Anyway, thank you, Henry.
They look stupid. Thank you. Right. It does. I mean, they look like goddamn fools. They look like, I mean, slightly retarded. I've always said that about the people, you know, that the big guys on the fucking Fox and CNN and all that are supposed to be the brains. They talk like they're slightly fucking retarded, but they will sell their country out. They sell their people out for a fucking Porsche and a god with goddamn sheepskin fucking seat covers and a goddamn penthouse apartment. And they know they're lying. But I mean, that one dude, I mean, he's supposed to be one of their top reporters. He's the dumbest son of a bitch. I can't believe he made past C's in fucking high school. I mean it.
You know what I see besides retardation? I look in the eyes and I see soulless. No soul there. It's very strange.
Yep. And go ahead. I thought I heard...
I'm through, Henry. Go ahead.
Okay. I thought I heard... damn it, man. I got having trouble with your name 2 days in a fucking row.
High paid traders.
Yes, sir.
Hubert.
You got it.
I feel better now. I've got it. Let me see here. I like this one. Former Army Colonel. This is the one I was talking about that was on video, and we got it in writing here, so we can go through that. Former Army Colonel warns Dems will not see. It ain't Dems. It's all them together. They got to try to divide. There are no Democrats. There are no Republicans. There are no conservatives. There are no liberals. There's no left. There's no fucking right. It's just law or there ain't no law. And this is not law. Former Colonel, Army Colonel warns Dems, not Dems, all them son of a bitch and goddamn Zionist pig shit eating bastards, will turn guns on U.S. citizens if military recruits illegals. And this is from the People's Voice, of course. Nyima Harris. During a recent interview with Tucker Carlson, military expert and retired Army Colonel Douglas McGregor warned Americans against allowing illegal aliens to serve in the armed forces. I'm going to go see the rest of it, maybe. Acting up. The department proposed a Courage to Serve Act, which would offer illegal migrants, because they're not migrants, these are fucking invaders. It's another incident of fucking trying to use the language to change the fucking meaning of what's going on around you. They are fucking invaders by definition of what they're fucking doing, by definition of reality, by math, by science. Migrants and expedited path to citizenship if they choose to serve the U.S. military. The military continues to miss its recruitment goals thanks to unpopular globalist wars and far left, not just far left, far right. You thinking them goddamn fucking so-called Republicans aren't fucking warmongering motherfuckers and they're not a part of the industrial war complex, you sick, stupid son of a bitches? Oh, God, this so pisses me off. How can you fucking, you know, we were supposed to run this country as individuals, you dumbasses. What is your problem? You can't think for yourself. You have to have somebody else do your fucking thinking for you. I don't think you should be voting. Not that there is a vote. Not that there's ever been a fucking goddamn honest vote in this country, according to Hubert. Ideology being pushed on the soldiers. As Colonel McGregor points out, what better solution than finding people who have no connection to the American people, arming them, and then sending them out to oppress us? InfoWars, I hate fucking comment, reports, Tucker explained the Democratic Party wants to allow an invasion of the country, not use the military to stop it, and then
populate the military with the people who are invading the country and hope for the best. Well, you better hope for the best because we got plans for your ass. He also pointed out that would be one way a police state could easily be created in America. Do it. Please do it. Do it. Where citizens are, I'm not a citizen. See, that's your problem. You're looking at the citizens. They ain't the ones you got to worry about. Are threatened at the barrel of a gun by foreign invaders. Well, fuck, we got guns too. And some of us will even pull the trigger. Colonel McGregor suggested the current ruling class in America appears to set to burn the country down and build their brave new world on the ashes of the Republic. There's never been a fucking Republic. There couldn't be because the Constitution was a fucking fraud. It never was. The people never granted the authority. The people never fucking ratified it. No representative elected by the people fucking ratified it. It is a non-bagarre. He continued to note many of the illegals coming over now have no allegiance to American values or the Constitution. Fuck the Constitution. You keep playing the game. Shove that Constitution up your head. Don't exist. All that exists is the fucking Bill of Rights. The Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791 is the only fucking law ever ratified in this fucking country. Period. And you fucking know it. And are instead looking for the benefits advertised by the Biden administration and Soros-run NGOs, non-government organizations. All these right here, I mean, shit, these are just fucking people. It's like a gang started down your street. Go down there, mow them motherfuckers down. None of these people are Americans. We know from having interviewed them, they have no aspiration to be Americans. What they aspire to is to get into the consumption machine, get the ticket of entry, the free check, the free phone, free Walmart. Yes, we always talk about that. Free transportation tickets, the free food, free medical care, he said. The political establishment is telling the illegals they're bringing in the Americans, bringing in that political establishment is telling the illegals they're bringing in the Americans who disagree with the status quo are criminals. McGregor added before asking what better solution than finding people who have no connection to the American people, arming them, and then sending them out to oppress us. These son of a bitches, they can go down and get a goddamn gun without a background check? If you're an illegal, I'm Paco, fucking give me that fucking AR-15. I'm going to go, I order the parts to modify it to fully automatic. I mean, you talk about, no people have ever been betrayed like the American people have been betrayed by these son of a bitches that we're fucking looking at today. Nobody has ever done it. This is the only way our country could be invaded. John went over it. Hitler said it. You can't fucking invade them by land. They'll fucking shoot your ass off. And I told you, I think, said it was fucking a gun behind every blade of grass. Yeah, we couldn't be. But man, if you can get those sneaking ass, slimy, fucking shit-eating communist motherfuckers. And then don't forget the fascists, because by God, they're there. Look at Silicon Valley. Look who is fucking violating your first article right at nauseam, right at this fucking point, and saying, well, we're a private business that makes a zillion fucking dollars, and you don't pay no fucking taxes either, you son of a bitch. But I don't care if you are a private fucking business. I don't care what the fuck you are. You cannot violate the fucking Bill of Rights. It fucking stands. It is a supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this fucking land. I don't care what excuse you use. You do not take over the goddamn public square and tell us we can't speak and then start fucking running your fucking lies and telling us we can't even respond to them. Go fuck yourself. Things coming in. Well, I've just about had enough. I did a lot of yelling today, so we'll call that a done deal. And we'll be back tomorrow with more of the same. And it's just Wednesday. But, you know, everything has proven to be just what it's supposed to be. You know, worse every day. Not what we promised. My goddamn phone is just... there must be an attack. That's all I can figure out. This won't go to that. Wow, this is cool. right. That's the best we're going to be able to do, and that's a word from the transit. We'll get this straightened out. You guys have a good evening.